Welcome to the Pitcot Podcast. This is The Deep Dive, the show where we take stacks of expert research and really turn it into instant actionable knowledge for you. If you're looking to get well-informed and get there fast and really understand the crucial mechanisms behind a topic, this is your shortcut. Today, we've got a deep dive that's all about one of the most critical topics in personal health, naturally managing your cholesterol. And we're pulling all of this straight from the best-selling ebooks on Pitcot's own ebook store. We're about to give you the blueprint for 10 really essential strategies. But if you want the full context, all the recipes, the detailed plans, we really encourage you to visit www.pitcot.com/books to download your copies. And just before we jump in, please take a quick second to subscribe to our channel if you haven't already. And make sure to hit that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Okay, let's unpack this. The Pitcot source material, it really doesn't pull any punches when it describes the problem. It highlights that too much bad cholesterol, that's LDL, acts like a ticking time bomb.
Right. It's silent, you don't feel it, but over time it's just, you know, gumming up the works. It leads to plaque in your arteries and dramatically raises the risk of some really severe heart events.
But then right after that serious warning comes this incredibly empowering message.
Exactly. What's fascinating is the source makes it so clear that this isn't just about medication. Not at all. Pitcot's research shows that smart, integrated lifestyle tweaks, so we're talking food, movement, stress control, they work wonders.
They're accessible tools, things you can actually do.
They give you back control. That's the key.
So that's our mission today. We're diving into Pitcot's 10 essential pillars of natural cholesterol control to give you that shortcut. And, you know, like most health journeys, we're starting right there on the plate.
Let's get into it.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Let's start with that first pillar. Ditch the red meat. The link here is just, it's so direct. Red meat is packed with saturated fat.
And when you flood your system with that, your liver just can't keep up. It struggles to process it all. Mm-hmm. And your LDL cholesterol, it just shoots up.
The key takeaway here isn't about deprivation, though, is it? It's more about substitution.
Absolutely. It's about smart swaps. Instead of ground beef, think about fatty fish like salmon or mackerel. You're not just removing the bad stuff, you're adding amazing omega-3s that actually help your cholesterol ratios.
Or even just lean chicken or turkey.
Skinless chicken, turkey, yeah. Or even better, legumes. We're talking lentils, beans, chickpeas. And Pitcot even mentions tofu and tempeh, which they promise aren't as weird as they might sound.
A good practical tip I saw in there was just to try one meatless day a week. It doesn't have to be all or nothing.
Exactly. It's a gentle habit shift, but the rewards are huge.
And that idea of swapping flows right into the second pillar, which is all about the fats themselves. Choose healthy fats. We really have to get past this idea that all fat is the enemy.
Oh, completely. The source teaches us to think of them as good guys and bad guys. You want to flood your system with the good guys, the monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats.
So where do we find those?
Think avocados, olive oil instead of butter, nuts and seeds like almonds, walnuts, flax seeds, and of course, fatty fish gets you bonus points again. These fats actively help your body clear out the bad cholesterol.
And on the flip side of that coin is a really, really serious warning from Pitcot about trans fats.
This is non-negotiable. The warning is to cut out trans fats completely. You have to become a label detective. If you see the words partially hydrogenated on a food label,
put it back.
Put it back on the shelf. Mm. Seriously, that stuff is catastrophic because it does two terrible things at once. It jacks up your bad LDL and it actually lowers your good HDL.
That clarity is just so important. Okay, so that sets us up for pillar three. Load up on fiber. I think we've all heard eat more fiber, but Pitcot explains the why so well.
It's a strategic cleanup agent. Specifically, we're talking about soluble fiber.
All right.
So this fiber, it goes in your gut and it grabs onto bile acids and, well, it flushes them out.
And why does that matter for cholesterol?
Well, here's the cool part. Your liver makes those bile acids using cholesterol. It pulls from your blood. So when the fiber flushes them away, the liver panics a little bit and says, hey, I'm short on supplies, and it's forced to pull even more LDL cholesterol out of circulation to make more.
Wow. So the fiber is essentially forcing your body to do a cleanup.
You're tricking it into cleaning house, yeah. And the best sources are so simple. Yeah. Oats, barley, beans, lentils, fruits like apples and pears, veggies like carrots and sweet potatoes. It's a double win. Keeps you full and keeps your heart happy.
So moving from what we eat to how we cook it, that brings us to pillar four. Change the way you cook. Because you can take the healthiest broccoli in the world and ruin it, right?
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
This is all about minimizing those added saturated fats during preparation. The tips are super simple. Grill instead of frying. Bake or roast things, maybe with a light spray of olive oil. Steam your veggies.
And for flavor?
Use garlic, turmeric, herbs, spices, anything but butter and heavy cream. Healthy cooking does not have to be bland.
Okay. And the last of the dietary pillars is a big one. Pillar five. Stay smart when eating out. This can feel like a total minefield.
It can be, but you just need a defensive game plan. Picot lays it out perfectly. First, always ask for dressings and sauces on the side. That one move can save you hundreds of calories and, you know, tons of fat.
That's a huge one.
It is. Second, learn the menu keywords. Grilled, broiled, steamed, those are your friends. Crispy, battered, creamy, those are the red flags.
And there was this one strategy about portions that I thought was just genius.
The to-go box trick.
Yes.
Ask for a to-go box when your food arrives, not at the end.
Yeah.
And immediately pack up half of it. It just removes the temptation to clean your plate just because it's there. It's a logistical trick, not a sacrifice.
I love that. Okay, so that's a fantastic framework for diet. And if you're finding this useful and want even more of the deep dive resources from Pitcot, including those recipes and plans we mentioned, we really do encourage you to visit www.pitcot.com.
All right, so now we shift gears. We've talked about the plate, but lowering cholesterol is a whole body effort, which brings us to pillar six. Move that body.
And let's be clear, the source isn't saying you need to go train for a marathon.
Not at all. We are targeting about 30 minutes of moderate activity most days. That could be a brisk walk, it could be dancing, biking, anything that gets your heart rate up just a little.
And the why here is really important. It's about HDL, right? The good cholesterol.
Exactly. Think of HDL as the garbage trucks of your bloodstream. They go around, they pick up the excess bad LDL, and they haul it back to the liver to be disposed of. More movement means more and more efficient garbage trucks.
That's a great analogy. And it doesn't have to be high impact either.
No, swimming and yoga are fantastic. The source even has fun examples like turning your chores into a workout. Little vacuum cardio, you know?
Huh, I like that. Okay, moving on to pillar seven, which is something we touched on earlier. Read every food label. We have to become label detectives.
You really do. You just have to know what you're putting in your body.
Pitcot has a sort of four-point checklist for this.
Right. First, check the serving size. It's so tricky because companies make them tiny to make the numbers look good. Second, look at the saturated fat. Keep that as low as you can.
Third is the big one.
The non-negotiable. Zero grams,
grams.
Fat. That's your walkaway signal. And finally, look for that fiber content. More is always better. It's a tiny action that pays off big time.
And that detective work applies to what we drink too, which is pillar eight. Drink smart.
Mm-hmm. This covers both alcohol and hydration. The guidelines are pretty clear. If you do drink, it's about moderation. One drink a day for women, one to two for men.
And there's a preference for red wine.
There is, yeah, for its antioxidants. But the big, big warning is to avoid those sugary cocktails. They're just sneaky fat traps. The sugar and alcohol combo can really spike your triglycerides, which is another of the blood fat you need to watch.
And of course, water.
Always. Water is essential for just flushing everything out and keeping the system running smoothly.
So pillar nine provides this really crucial anchor. Follow your doctor's lead. Because all these natural strategies are great, but sometimes you need more help.
And there is absolutely no shame in that. The advice is really twofold. One, if your doctor prescribes medication, you take it. Follow their orders. But two, and this is key, ask them how to combine the meds with these lifestyle changes.
For that double impact they talk about.
For double the impact, exactly. The goal is to be in control. Get your checkups, know your numbers, your LDL, your HDL, all of it, and be an active partner in your own healthcare.
Which brings us to the final pillar, number 10, which connects everything together. Stay chill, sleep well.
This is so often overlooked, but the link between stress, sleep, and heart damage is just profound. Chronic stress releases cortisol, which leads to inflammation, which is just, it's terrible for your heart.
So what can we do?
Simple things. Deep breathing exercises, journaling, meditation, whatever works for you to decompress. And then there's sleep.
We treat it like a luxury, but Pitcot frames it as an absolute necessity.
It is non-negotiable. You need 7 to 8 hours a night, minimum. When you're sleep deprived, your whole body is stressed out. The principle is simple. A rested heart is a happy heart.
So at the end of the day, what does this all mean? When you boil it all down, the core philosophy from Pitcott seems to be that this isn't about harsh rules or restrictions.
No, it's at all.
It's about understanding how your body works. It's about loving your body, choosing wisely, and, you know, living with intention. The path here isn't overnight perfection. We want to challenge you today to just start small. Pick one thing. Maybe it's adding oats to your breakfast or just adding that 30-minute walk. Start there, keep going, and your heart will feel the difference.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture,
yeah.
Real change comes from consistency. And consistency comes from making a habit easy and specific. So I'd leave you with this thought. What's the one maybe overlooked daily habit, whether it's always checking for partially hydrogenated on a label or doing that vacuum cardio, what's the one small thing that could start the biggest positive chain reaction for you? That's something really powerful to think about.
Powerful indeed. Well, you've just received the distilled knowledge from Pitcott's best-selling guides covering the 10 essential pillars of natural cholesterol control. If you loved this deep dive, please subscribe to our channel if you haven't yet and activate that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Oh, and press the like button if you love our show. It really helps the recommendation algorithm so more people can find this critical health information. To learn more and revisit all the source material we talked about today, just visit www.pitcott.com. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. Thank you for being there with us.